Well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge call. I'm Kevin Flanagan, the president of the Edge, and we're glad you're going to be with us for the next few minutes. Hey, I want to reflect on some things maybe we talked about a few years ago. I'm not entirely sure, but I think so. But anyway, I want to ask this question as we get started. What is it that you want, or what is it that you need from God? I have found myself in the past more than once, which is really the sad thing here, hustling around here at the house, trying to get out of the house, on the phone with somebody, and at the same time, just trying to get all my stuff so I can run out the door. When the person on the phone, one particular time, said, you sound like something's going on. You okay? And I said, yeah, I'm just trying to get things together to leave, and I can't find my phone. And then, yeah, they chuckle a little bit, and I realized the same thing at the same moment, that I wish I hadn't said that. They'll never let me forget the fact that I'm on the phone while I'm talking to them, looking for it at the same time. But I will tell you, I lose things. I can't find them. My keys, I got one place where my keys go. If they're not there when I'm looking for them the next day, you know, then I'm out. I might as well cancel my schedule for that morning because I don't know where I'm going to find those things. But what is not helpful is when a person asks me, where was the last place you had it? Right? You've been there, lost something, can't find it. And they're helpful suggestion is to ask, well, where'd you lose it? And that's very unhelpful. But I have had times when I insisted something was in one place only to find out that it never was the case, that it wasn't where I thought it was. And I've lost things that I've been looking for. And it's just, you know what? Our Catholic brethren have a saint for this, Saint Anthony. If you're a Catholic, they give you a little extra help, because if you lose something, you pray to St. Anthony, and he's supposed to be the guy that help you find what you lose. But anyway, I say that about what do you need? Where do you look for it? How do you find it? To jump into a story that's long been one of my favorites in helping me remember where to look for what I'm looking for or what I need. In John chapter 5, we see that Jesus is, let me just read some of it. It says this: afterward, and by the way, read this story. It's a great story. Afterward, Jesus returned to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish holy days. Inside the city, near the Sheep's Gate, was the Pool of Bethesda and five covered porches. I love that they include that detail, by the way, which that's a whole nother message. Anyway, crowds of sick people, blind, lame, and paralyzed, lay on the porches. One of the men laying there had been sick for 38 years. By the way, it was 40 years from when I was diagnosed a type 1 diabetic till I got my transplant. So I can relate to that long time of thinking, man, I wish I didn't have to battle this deal. But anyway, he'd been laying there 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew he had been ill for a long time, he asked him, would you like to get well? Six words. Would you like to get well? So here's the guy. By the way, if you haven't watched The Chosen, I highly recommend it. But this scene in The Chosen is just powerful. And I greatly encourage you to take a minute and check that out if you get a chance. Would you like to get well? And then the guy answers probably like we would be prone to at times, but totally doesn't answer. That's a yes, no question. Once you realize who it is asking it, it is a yes question, period. Yes, I certainly would. But his answer was, well, you see, there's nobody to get me down to the water. When the water bubbles, and I won't get into all that. Matter of fact, I'm not even sure if that was angels or demons or what. Your preacher probably knows. But when the water bubbles, I can't get down to it. There's nobody to get me there. It's kind of like, would you and your friends, will you help me get there? Will you hang out here till it's time? Would you? But he didn't even say that. He just said, I can't, sir. And I want you to know that there have been a lot of times in my life when I know God has called me to do something, wanted me to do something, when my response has been, yeah, I can't. And I can tell you that in God's kingdom, there are a lot of answers that may fit. It's not time. It may not be what you, all the great answers, but the one answer that doesn't work in the kingdom of the God is I can't, or maybe it does work, but it doesn't recognize the fact that, but Jesus can. Jesus asked the man, do you want to get well? Do you want to walk again? And the only answer that should be given is yes, sir. And at that moment, Jesus reveals who he is to the guy. See, we tend to look for the right answer, God's answer at times, in the wrong place. The check, you know, where's the check that I need? Where's the contract? What about the bid? Is it going to be, where's that staff? You know, we're looking for answers. And Jesus is standing there the whole time just saying, hey, do you need may I? Jesus is a gentleman. Satan's not. Remember the scripture. Jesus stands at the door and knocks. Not Satan. Satan's going to find a way in. He's going to climb through a window. He's going to slither through a crack. He's going to get in your story. But Jesus is going to wait. He's going to ask politely, would you like to get well? Can I help you with? So I don't know what you need. I don't know what you're looking for. I'm starting to get a little off track here. So I do want to tell you this. I do know that whatever it is you need, the answer is right there. It's Jesus. His answer may be, well, you don't really need that. Or it may be you don't need it now. But the answer is not, I can't. It's never about what we can or can't. It's about what Jesus can and Jesus will and Jesus wants. The old song, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. I think it was Andre Crouch used to sing that. It's a great answer. It's a great challenge. And it is all we need is Jesus. The answer you're looking for today, it's Jesus. And let him define for you what that answer is to look like. Hey, I hope that made some sense as I ran around the corner there. Go read that story in chapter 5, John chapter 5. It's a great one. There's so much to it. Otherwise, get out there and be the edge.
Thanks, Kevin. Great work.